fascinate you so. And your friend there likes to show.
Everybody loves you, baby. You should trademark your face. Lining on the block to be around you. But baby, I'm first in place. Face card, no cash, no credit. Yes, God, don't speak, you said it. Look at you, skip the application interview. Sweet like marabou. Look, look at you.
Hey guys, welcome back to Peace Love Happiness. This is Peace Love Happiness, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today I am joined by, wait, what are your mics?
I don't think I have one.
Oh, that's okay. Is that mic 4 by any chance?
Oh wait, is that
mic 2? Mic 2, okay. So do you guys want to go to mic 4 maybe? Just like speak, yeah, just for now. I'm Jess, and today I'm joined by...
I'm Muller.
Hi, I'm Ananya.
Ah! Oh my gosh. This is so exciting. Yes!
Hooray!
Happy Friday, everybody. Today we're just... Honestly, I think we're just going to be hanging out and talking a little bit and just like vibing, because I also... don't have that many songs queued. But we just listened to One of Your Girls by Troye Sivan. Such a great song. And right now, ooh, I forgot to pause it. But right now, Altar by Kalani is playing. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm going to play the music for a little bit longer, and then we'll start just hanging out, you know? Exactly, just chit-chatting. So, anyways, enjoy the show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in a little bit.
You were far away. I should have known better if I set a flame and I call your name. I'll fix you a plate. We can go to dinner, we can share a meal your way. And I'll play all the songs that you used to play.
Is not on. There we go. So that was Altar by Kalani. Super slay. Yeah. So Ananya brought up the point. Would you like to the Christmas?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I think that we should talk about the impending Christmas season because it is November, and that means that fall is over. Actually.
Oh my god.
Fall is wild.
Like when November starts. Fall is like the fall small. It's just October.
It's just October. I can see you like sitting in your room at like 11:59 on October 31st, and I'm like putting a Christmas hat on,
and you'd be right about that. That's exactly what I did. See, here's the thing. I'm a huge fan of Thanksgiving.
Same.
I love Thanksgiving. Like, you can't forget Thanksgiving. Like, I totally understand the hype for Christmas because I'm excited.
Yeah.
And I suddenly have seen Mariah Carey everywhere.
She's defrosted.
She's back. She is back. But, like, I'm not even gonna lie, like, I think we should wait until December. Or, like, literally the second after Thanksgiving is over, I'm all for Christmas spirit. But I'm a huge fan of Thanksgiving.
I'm low-key. No, I agree with that. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Yeah, me too.
And my family forgets to put up the Christmas tree every year. We do it after Christmas, and it's a little silly.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I'm not, like, a Christmas lover. I feel like...
Oh.
Yeah. I'd really rather not listen to Jingle Bells unless it's, like, the week of Christmas.
Okay, that's fair. But, okay. See, I've been getting TikToks.
Yeah.
About, it's, like, Halloween, the Christmas spirit. And it's, like, pictures of, like, New York, like...
Yeah.
Europe and different countries within Europe or cities within Europe, and it's just like the Christmas spirit, like people are like wearing like their flannel pajamas, making hot chocolate with like whipped cream and like candy canes, and like it made me really excited like over the summer. That's like in like so June true. July people are like 6 months until Christmas, and I was like, oh. I was actually not prepared for that.
I was thinking about it.
I know. So I have been like, oh, I feel like I've been thinking about it since I saw those TikToks. Okay, and I keep so seeing fair. them, but like Christmas isn't Christmas until Thanksgiving is over.
No, true.
My family always put up the tree before Thanksgiving, and it would just be there.
Wow. Okay. Wait, I feel like that's cute, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Except now that I'm not home.
Yeah.
Like, I get home. Like, last year, I got home for Thanksgiving, and the tree wasn't up. I was like, okay.
Oh, my God.
There's,
oh my
like,
God.
A month left.
Yep.
You're
yep.
the change maker. Yep.
When I come back, she'll be ready. I come back December, like, 20th, it's not up.
Oh, my God.
It's
oh.
not up.
No, literally, see? Welcome to my world. Like, we, like, we'll go, like, it'll be, like, the day after Christmas, and we're like, should we lug it out of the basement? Like, we'll go and get it and, like, put it up. Just, like, my mom likes it. So
it's a little too late.
Just a little bit too late.
I guess so, but they like to, like, every year look at the ornaments. Like, the ornaments don't ever change.
Yeah.
Like, it's always, like, a picture of me at, like, 5 years old, like, glued onto, like, a paper stocking. But, like, my parents are like, oh, like.
No, yeah, like, we put our tree up, like, the last minute that we possibly can. Like, that week, like, a few days before, and then it doesn't come down until, like, March.
Yeah, that's the thing. It will stay there forever.
Yeah, because mine's, like, a plastic tree that we've been using since the beginning of time.
Same. Yeah, same.
So,
I feel like getting a real tree is such a hassle. Like, don't they, like, shed? And
Yeah.
Our plastic tree is real messed up, though.
That's okay.
Like, we've used her for too long. And, like, the pine needles are coming out.
I know. She's sparse.
Just bending it in ways.
Sparse.
Let
sure.
her live, you know. Yeah. She's serving.
Sure.
She served.
She served. She served the best that she could.
She's trying. That's so funny, though.
It is
but,
funny.
Yeah. See, are your parents, do they have, like, an empty nest now? Is it because your brother's older, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like, they don't have the spirit to celebrate because you guys aren't there.
Wow.
This is true. You're not there.
I feel like my parents have been empty nesting even though my sister's still there. I'm like, why are you, like, she'll call me at, like, 2.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you not in school? And she's like, I didn't go today. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, where is everybody? She's, like, cooking in the kitchen. I'm like, girl, how?
What?
She's in New York City right now for tennis.
Oh.
So she's,
because she's a star.
Yeah, she was like, do you know anyone in New York City that's over 18 that will chaperone us? And I was like, no. It's, like, Wednesday. Like, all my friends are at school.
And all your Bunga in the Heights besties.
Yeah. Text one of them. Text the chaperones in the chaperone group chat from last year. You know, but... She, like, texted this whole long, like, thing in the group chat. She was like, we went to Subway just now, and
oh
I had,
gosh.
Like, a macadamia nut cookie and milk and, like, a sandwich,
God.
And it was so nostalgic. Silence.
Oh.
Nobody responded. Oh. And then, like, 2 hours later, she's like, I feel ignored.
She is ignored,
she
actually.
Is, and I'm like, and you'd be right about that.
That's so funny. Wait, so what is this tennis one now?
It's still state. It's states.
Oh.
But it's, like, there's two. There was individual states.
Okay.
And there's, like, team states.
Okay.
So now I think they're at... team
okay
states.
Ooh, oh my exciting. God good for you
I know
guys.
I have like no idea like good for her like I don't know what's going on, but also I'm glad like she and her like buddies can
because
those are like her friends.
Nice. Okay, that's
yeah,
good that's
so
good.
That's good. Yeah,
is she trying to play tennis in college?
No.
Oh.
Like, she was like, I don't know how this happened.
Like, I mean, she slays.
I'm glad she slayed. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Did she get her application in time?
Yeah, she did.
Oh,
I was
my God.
So
oh my
pinned.
God.
Did I tell
thank
you guys?
Lord.
She calls. I was like running to Spanish. Did I tell you this? Oh yeah. I was. She gave me an anxiety attack. I was
okay.
like, you must tell me.
Yeah.
Once you submit it. So she did. Okay. Everything is fine.
Okay. Amazing. Yeah. Good. The other day. So I feel like I like always forget that side chat exists. Same. So then like once in a while I'll go and I'll just like lay in my bed and just like scroll for a long time. Mm-hmm. But yesterday I saw it was like a post about like, it was like, congrats to the class, like Tufts class of 2020, like 2028 on getting their brown ED application.
Oh my god,
that's really funny. That was really funny. In the beginning, I was like, ew. I was like, oh my gosh, like, Tufts 2028. But then I kept reading, and I was like, that is that's so funny. Yeah. That's actually really funny.
Aww. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some people on SideChat are really, really funny.
Yeah, they're clever.
Yeah.
And some people are really not.
I know.
Really not.
Some people are really not.
I haven't been on SideChat in so long.
I know. That was my first time in, like, literally, I don't even know when.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. So. Some people are creative. Like,
good for them.
You know, I loved the ones. Oh, sorry.
No, you go.
During the bomb threats, where it was like, if I had a nickel.
Oh my god. I'm like, Dr. Doom.
Yeah, it was really so funny.
It just keeps going.
Yeah.
One of my, this is completely unrelated, but
that's
just reminded
so fair.
Me.
Yeah.
One of my, I think, bucket list items before I leave this institution is to get a pumpkin somewhere funny.
Yes.
Like on top of a billboard.
Yes.
Or like
in a
funny little place where everyone passes it and they're like, how did that get there?
Yep.
I would do that.
What would be like a funny place for the pumpkin?
Like some of these pumpkins are really like, they're like up there.
No, they're hanging. Yeah. I'm like, how did they get up there?
I know.
Like on like the Carm Spire last year?
Oh
my god.
That was crazy. How do you even get up there?
I feel like you throw it.
But it's, like, on the... I don't know if that's how they work. Like, fair. Like, that could... Yeah.
Ballin.
Yeah.
There's, like, a 1% chance. Yeah, I mean,
you just keep trying.
Yeah. Wait, that's wild.
If anyone can do it, it's Mahler the Baller.
Mahler the Baller.
Chucking pumpkin into one, like, stage.
You're, like, hitting it, like, at people's windows or trying to sleep, and they're like, what the hell is going on?
I feel like a pumpkin, like, would break someone's window, no?
Oh, it probably definitely would. Especially if you're trying to chuck it up there.
Yeah.
Like, you need, like, a catapult.
No, you're so right about that.
Exactly.
Slingshotting pumpkins.
I know. But it's just like, have you heard the thing that's like at MIT, they like put a car on top of their like dome thing once?
What?
Or like
what?
They like made like a Captain America shield. Like it's like a thing
that
they do. But it's like MIT, so I'm not surprised.
Like,
they probably have like some tech. Like,
you know, the Jesse episode where Ravi wins the basketball game because he calculates the arc of the ball.
Crying!
I don't know if I've ever watched that episode, but that's so funny.
It is so funny. It set the Indian community back years. But never mind, I'm sure the MIT kids can do that.
Oh my god! She goes. Robbie said this. Robbie did send us back years. Like, let's be so honest.
Oh my gosh. Have you guys? I feel like I've totally talked to you guys about this already. But have you seen the tapestry thing? That's like, I took her to my penthouse and I freaked out.
Yes,
it's Robbie
absolutely.
And Miss Kimball.
No!
Just
I want to get it so bad for our house.
You just has brought this up, the tapestry, like five times.
I buy it, Jess.
Oh, I love
it. We need it for our house. I'm like, okay, we'll get it for the house. I promise.
You can put it in front of your door.
I'm very excited.
Oh, I like forgot that I already talked about this
multiple
times.
Keep going. Because I'm
gonna
forget, so you have to be the one.
I
to
will.
Remind
us. See, no, I keep forgetting too. So then it's like every like. Why did we talk about Ravi? Like, it's just, you know, like, not why did we, you know what I mean? Like, you don't just talk about Ravi on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it comes up once a week. Yeah. And then,
So funny.
That's so funny.
I know. I was going to say something and I actually completely forgot.
That's okay.
But, yeah.
I'm excited for house decorating.
Oh my god,
as homeowners.
I want to make like a Pinterest board. But then I'm like, is that too much?
No, not at all.
Never,
not at all. I feel
never
like,
too
I,
much.
No. Pinterest boards for everything.
I know, but then I'm like, I feel like, I'm like, oh, I want this and that, and then I'm gonna remember that, like, we literally live in this house for 2 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm gonna be like, maybe I don't want any of that.
It's okay.
Everything will be fine.
Yeah, everything will be
fine. Any senior that's moving out, I'm gonna be like,
do you
want that
furniture?
Couch?
Hey, how do you feel about that mattress?
Yeah.
Like, do you really need, like, are you taking that? Like, can I take
do you really
it?
Need your car?
Good one. That's a good one.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, but I was talking, and I was talking to, like, Michaela.
Yes.
And she was saying, like, we get first dibs on
ooh.
Their furniture.
Ooh.
Really? Oh, my goodness. So exciting.
Wait, do you know how I was thinking that I was going to be living in Jeff's house for, like, a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then the person who was like showing us those houses like put us in a group chat with like Jeff and all his roommates and was like, you want to like do any furniture or anything, and then we ended up like not at all like living in that house, and so now we're just like in this group chat.
Wait, but that's actually kind of cute that they did that.
It was cute. Yeah,
Brian would never.
Brian would never. Sorry, not to put Brian on blast.
Government
on
name.
Public
radio.
He could be listening. I'm so sorry.
Oh my god! Imagine Brian listens.
Oh no.
To this. Yeah, that would be crazy.
I mean, he's from the air.
I bet Nico listens to this. Nico, if you're listening,
we love you.
We love you. We miss you.
He definitely doesn't remember who
Nico
we are,
was our wonderful, amazing
first
burger
that we met.
Before we found Brian.
Yeah.
And he just was such a sweetie pie.
Yeah. Angela, we kind of, well, now I'm named. Sorry, Angela.
Name dropping.
Name dropped. she was the one who we like kind of like ghosted. And then, like, all of a sudden, she, like, texted Allie and Isha, and she was like, saw you guys on the news.
What?
Because Allie and Isha were on the news complaining about the Green Line, because the Green Line shut down, and they were, like, on it.
Oh,
and they
my
were,
God.
Like, they interviewed them.
That's
and then Angela,
really
like,
funny.
Saw it and then
no
texted
way.
Allie and was like, I saw you on the news.
That's crazy.
But we, like, completely ghosted her, so I was like, this is
oh my God.
So silly.
Oh wait, that's kind of cute, though.
It was cute.
Oh my God.
We were like,
oops.
Sorry, queen. She was nice. She was nice.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
All the best to Angela.
All the best.
I forget that they're like in the area. Like that, they're just.
I know.
They could be listening.
Hey. Do you think people outside of Tufts listen to this?
Well, okay. So last year when Emma and I had the show together, somebody like, I don't know if some like numbers are on here like, on our like, what's it called like our profiles, but. Somebody like texted Emma.
Oh.
While our show, we didn't even end up going to that show because we were both like exhausted. Emma had like a test, and like last year our show was at 6 a.m.
Right. Yeah.
So
I remember.
That was a little bit brutal, and we were like, we can't make this one. But someone like texted her, and they were like, something like talking about like it sounded like they were talking about the show, but like Emma had no idea who it was.
Whoa.
Like we didn't know what it was because also you can call. Well, actually, I guess. I don't know if people really listen.
Like, yeah.
I know some people, like, also another time last year, like, there was somebody who was before us, or, like, after us, like, in the studio, and they're like, yeah, I was listening on the car ride here, and I was like, ooh. So you were listening.
You can you do that?
Listening. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. I forget. But,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like, no.
I feel,
not
yeah.
Not that many people.
Not, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because, like, you have to have
yeah.
a radio.
Yeah. Because also, like, especially for, like, us right now, like, who really wants to be listening to us talk?
No, like, so real.
It's like...
This is not
prime time entertainment right here, exactly.
Love us all, but...
I know. Like, I'm entertained because I'm just talking,
right.
But I don't think...
No,
other
I know when they
are.
When they start talking on like the radio, I'm
yeah.
like, oh my god,
exactly.
It's so annoying.
Just
might as well have an ad.
Like literally, just play the music.
Wait, I love how like can we all give ourselves like radio people names? Like
oh my god.
One of them is like Nicholas Pickles.
What?
Have you not heard of Nicholas Pickles?
No.
He's just like I don't know. Like Kiss 98.5 was like the radio station in my hometown, and his name was like he's like this is Nicholas Pickles, and you're listening to Kiss 98.5.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! I love that.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah. This does not think it's cute. That's cute. Is crying.
Let me think. What would our names be?
I feel like Jess G's already good.
Jess G.
You have the alliteration.
Jess G's just, like, classy.
It's
yeah.
wonderful. It's classy.
Yeah.
Muller.
Muller the baller.
Muller the baller.
Chucking her pumpkins.
Chucking her pumpkins.
So true.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Nanny
like
on the radio.
Nanny on the radio.
So true.
You could be like Zendaya. Like, you just have Nanny. You know?
Oh, my God. Just that. Nanny. N-A-N-Y.
Yeah, all caps. All caps.
Oh, nanny. My God. Yes. Like, that's kind of cute, actually. I feel like a lot of, like, artists, you know how, like, artists are, like, all caps, like four letters. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of gives that.
It's giving. Okay, I yeah. like it. You could be like a DJ. Like,
yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Nanny is a DJ.
DJ Nanny.
DJ Nanny.
Have you guys seen DJ Mandy on
yes.
TikTok? Oh my god. She
DJ
is
Mandy.
So,
she's so
wait,
good.
She's
let me
this
look,
like
let me look.
She's this Asian girl who like does it's like a DJ, but she makes like purposefully horrible mixes
so
but like
funny.
I think she's actually like a legitimate good DJ.
She is actually good
because
then she got hired by like
no
a
way
few, like
oh
I think UCLA
gosh.
One of their frats like hired her.
Oh,
I
see her
and people were like oh she's actually really
yeah.
good like
like she would be
yeah
she told but
well,
it's
you can, like,
so
do that.
It's hard to be terrible
yeah
this terrible
yeah. And like there's a video that I watched
Sorry.
It's okay.
Would the people like to listen? Oh, wait.
It's not like... okay. You can, like, kind of hear it.
Okay. Well, I'll find out. I love the girl that's, like, music at white clubs, and then she's like, where are you now that I need you? And she's like...
So true. That's a banger, though. Like, I really do like
that song. No, I do like that song.
No, yeah, but, like... She's so funny because she always has a straight face, but then once I saw a video of her and it was like she would like go out of frame to laugh.
Oh,
and it was
that's
so
cute. That's funny.
I know, like, I need to find this video because it was like she was playing some like really upbeat song and then she played like the iMovie like
crying
like, you know, like the the really like dainty one, like frolicking in the field.
I know so what you're talking about.
And she like had like the sirens, I was like meow meow, like during the iMovie. It was so funny. Oh my gosh. And she was like out of frame, like laughing. Love. And she was like shaking. And it was really funny. Like, I'll find it.
You know those like the like royalty free music things that like all those like YouTubers would do?
Oh my god.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah. Like
it was always like Alicia Marie, like Mama.
Oh my god.
Mama Mia makeup.
Yeah.
And they would always put it in the background of their little like craft making.
Yep.
And then the other day I like heard one of those songs just like somewhere out in the world.
Yeah.
And I just had such a deep flashback the days of
the beauty,
Miss Remy Ashton.
Miss Remy Ashton.
I feel like any of the songs that were used in like a Best Dressed video would like I don't know, if I heard it I'd be like, and the lookbook.
Where's the lookbook?
Where is back to school DIY?
My, like Lore DIY, Lore DIY. And like who else was there? Wait,
My Life is Eva.
Wait,
did you the DIY nail girl, not Simply Nailogical, it was like the other
not
girl.
Simply Nailogical.
She was like from Norway.
Oh, I don't think I know that.
Okay, never mind.
There was also another one, it was like Meg Baby.
May Baby.
She, oh my god, I was such a YouTube kid, like I watched these people religiously, like it wasn't even,
it was a problem.
I was such, like, I loved a good DIY video and I would never do a single thing in my life, but I loved to watch them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That
wait,
was so funny.
Allie was showing me yesterday, like the, my name is Shane, that's, have you seen that one?
Yes!
It's so funny! And then we, like, looked up what he did, because I was like, what did Shane Dawson actually do? Like, what was the thing that he did wrong? Because I wasn't, like, YouTube. No, he did so many things.
He did quite a few.
No, I didn't, like, I wasn't a YouTube kid that, like, watched,
him.
So I was like, I didn't know he did anything slash what he did. And I was like, oh!
Yeah.
Yes.
He did what?
I was only a Shane Dawson watcher in his prime time of like the
conspiracies. I ate those up. Yeah. I was
and,
like
the visiting a haunted house.
Yeah. I've seen the one about the cruise where he goes on the cruise.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Wait. Like I don't want to support him, but I wanna watch it. Like they are really entertaining. And every time I'd be like, am I a flat earther? Because when I was younger, I was like, oh my gosh, like he is just spitting facts right now. And I was is the earth flat? I'm not a flat earther, guys.
Okay. Thank God.
Yeah.
Did you know that Millie Bobby Brown was a flat earther?
Is she really?
She was.
Oh.
When she was like 14, she was on like an Instagram live and she was like, guys, I think what people call flat earther.
She's so
with her little accent. Guys, I think.
And then in like an interview like the other like last week, they asked her about it and she was like, I'm not anymore, but I really just think
bad low-key for people who grow up online. Because I'm like,
I know.
Yep. Like, you were 14 and I was stupid. And you were just on TV,
I'm bad.
Yeah.
It's
like,
I mean, she's married now.
She's living life.
I know. How, she's our age. Isn't
that's
she?
That's wild.
Oh, my God.
I know.
It feels...
Yeah. Like, my cousin just got married and she's 30-something.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean she's married at 19?
I'm just God. Like, that's wild.
I know,
imagine.
Or, like, you know when kids, like, I feel like before it was such the norm to have kids, like, 20, 21.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, 22, 23. Like, oh my gosh.
We'd just be graduated.
Exactly. Literally. Like, that's, like, in a few, like, that's not happening.
There are so many steps in between there. Yes.
There are a lot of steps in between there. None of which I have
accomplished.
Exactly.
No, every time I think about it, I'm like jump scared.
I know.
Wild.
Yep. Or like I'll go down like full rabbit holes where like I'll see like young like influencers online with children. I'm like, how old were they when the child was born? And I like scroll through their Instagram, like try to figure out their age, birthday, and I'm like, No. I can't believe it. Like, it's so...
Yeah. Was there that one family who, like, they had, like, their whole personality on YouTube was, like, they had a lot of kids, but then, like, all the kids, like, came out saying, like, they had, like, an awful childhood and, like... Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, the one recently or, like, a long time
ago? I think
ago?
It was a recent one.
Because the recent one, there was, like, this mom who was on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget her name.
I also...
But yeah, yeah, and then, but then, like... One of the kids, like, ran to the neighbor and had them call, like, 911 in the middle of the night. And they were like, she is a terrible mother. Yeah.
Oh,
so then
my God.
They, I think they, like, arrested the mom.
Yeah.
So the kids are, their kids are okay. But that's so scary.
That's so scary.
There was, like, I don't know, I think this is, I don't know if this is what you're talking about. There was, like, a little boy who, like, he had, like, tape around his, like, it was just, like, and he went to his neighbor's and it was, And the neighbor was crying on, like, on the phone and it was so, like, really it was actually,
Oh my word. Yeah.
There's also those, like, there's that one family on TikTok who, like, has, like, seven kids and they all live in their van. Have you seen this?
I've not. What?
They live in, like, a mobile home.
Wait,
and
what's
it's,
it
like,
called?
She's like, oh, they get so much privacy. And the privacy is, like, a bed with a curtain around it.
Oh, my goodness.
How big is this van?
I don't know, but not big
Certainly
enough.
Certainly not
for
big
nine
enough
people.
For seven. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Like, I feel like there's always something a little off, like, about, like, these huge, huge trends. Like, one of my friends and I... We, for a time, were both obsessed with this, like, it's, like, family of 14 or something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, like, this mom is, like, constantly making, like, she's, like, what we, as a family of 14, eat for breakfast, or, like, what we eat for dinner, like,
Wait,
us on vacation.
Is the one with
redhead.
The lunch boxes?
Like, could
she has,
could
like,
be.
Like, rows and rows of lunch boxes, and she just, like, like, I love just watching her put things in the lunchbox.
I know,
lunch
like, it's so satisfying, it's but so then I'm, satisfying. Like, realistically, like, if I were, like, living in a family with, like, 13 siblings is That's crazy.
Also,
that's crazy.
I just feel like it's so expensive.
Yeah,
like,
it has to be.
It has to be, like,
I know.
So expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how they, I don't know.
Yeah, that's why. Wild stuff.
Yeah.
I was a BuzzFeed Unsolved person.
Oh,
I still
love,
am.
I love BuzzFeed. Do they have, new episodes?
Oh, well, they made their, like, own channel, right?
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watched the old ones, though. I don't watch the new stuff anymore.
I only watch it for nostalgia now.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I used to get so freaked out.
Uh-huh.
That's terrifying.
From the paranormal ones. Because there was one where they went in this haunted house and they were like, turn the light on if you're here. And then the flashlight turns on and I was like, oh, I remember that one.
I remember that.
No, I didn't like that.
See, that stuff I feel like was real.
No, like, I mean, because I, it's like, they're just...
Call me gullible, but I think it was all real.
No, like, why would they fake it? Because they haven't faked a single other episode.
Exactly.
Like, usually the only entertaining thing is their commentary. And then suddenly the flashlight turned on and I was like...
Sometimes the Shane Dawson ones where they would, like, go to the haunted places, I was like, that's not real.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, you turned that light on, I know it.
Yeah.
But I feel like Shane and Ryan are...
No, I feel like they wouldn't lie to us.
Exactly.
Right?
They wouldn't.
I, like, didn't...
Just think they will.
No, I was not, like, a big BuzzFeed Unsolved person, because I was too scared when I was younger.
I, like,
so I, like,
yeah.
didn't watch any of them, but...
I want to see the new movie that we saw when we went to see Bottoms.
No,
it looked awful. It was like
Which
a.
One?
It's either The Shining or The Exorcist or like one of those like big franchises, and it's like one of the like it's like another movie in the series, and it's like two little girls that get conjoined, and they both are like.
So you want to watch this?
They like I was scared out of
so
my
scary.
Like.
Oh my God!
And it's also like I was there to see Bottoms.
Yeah,
like, I was there. Yeah. I was there to watch a funny little movie about funny little gay people. And I was
they
scared
have
out
that.
Of my mind with this trailer.
Yeah. It was so funny because Clay goes, "I think I," because it was like watch in theaters, blah blah blah. And Clay was like, "I think I've seen the whole movie."
The trailer was really long.
It was really long.
Oh,
it's freaky.
I don't know how people come up with this stuff. Like, I feel like how...
Yeah. I feel like it's all the same also.
Exactly. It's, like, the same story.
It's either, like, a
like,
devil one.
Yeah.
Or, like, a ghost one.
Yeah.
So true.
Or it's, like, something a little bit off about a person. Like...
Yeah, someone's a little, like, weird.
Yeah.
I feel like I would want to watch a scary movie, but, like, then I would need to, like, not ever be alone for, like, the next, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
2 weeks sleepover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 weeks sleepover.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I could be like in Tish alone after watching a scary
not
movie.
Not in the basement.
No,
nope.
I'd cry.
No. Even with no scary thoughts in my mind, the Tish is a terrifying place to be.
Somehow on the walk back, like every time a little intrusive thought would be like. Like what if there's someone following?
My fear, which is so irrational and so stupid, whenever I walk back from Tish in the middle of the night, I always think that someone is, like, hiding behind that,
Same.
Like, campus center thing, you know?
Same!
Really?
I
oh, my God.
That campus
it's so
center
scary.
Thing. Like, before the pack, like, if you're walking,
like the upper patio, and you have like the stairs that go onto the upper patio. There's like that little part next to it where it's like a little, like a thing out of the. You good?
We're just. It's flashing.
What
oh my god.
That means someone's calling.
I don't know how to turn this on. What? Someone's calling. I don't know how to turn it. I don't. Oh no! I actually don't know how to do this.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you for your call. We are trying our best to
get you.
Oh no! Is it a call?
Yeah, it's a call. Wait, I actually have no idea how to do this.
I can hear it right now.
I know. Me too.
I can hear it.
Wait. Oh my gosh, how do I do this? Okay, wait.
What does the sheet say?
so sorry, wait. Okay. Phone on air, mic on, press once flashing, tell the caller they are. Okay, wait. Oh my god. I have never done this before.
You got it, Jess.
You can do it, Jess.
Hello, you are on air. Hello? Hello?
Hey.
So I guess maybe I did it wrong. Okay, I'm gonna turn it off. I did what I said.
Whoa, that's actually never happened
that
to me.
That is so
before.
Funny.
Hello?
Who was it?
I have no idea.
If it was a ghost.
Don't you? Oh, wait, it's flashing again. Oh, I lied.
Why would you say it's a ghost?
Yeah, like literally, and then you're what?
You were just talking about Harry
Williams. Oh my god, maybe that's what they called.
Oh, they were like. Well, or maybe, is it possible we hung up?
There's actually a chance that
I'm like, why aren't they speaking? So
I know. I really.
If you're there, call again and we'll figure it out this time.
Yeah. Just keep trying.
Anyways. What were we talking about?
Ghosts.
Oh, the campus center thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
There's like that little. It's like that little wall, that's like. Past like the stairs to that patio, and there's that little space where you can walk out, like across from the AAC.
Like, if you're going to the JCC and you're taking, like, the shortcut.
It's like okay, if you're on the upper patio of the campus center.
Yes, I'm on the upper
patio. And you're, like, right from the bookstore.
Yeah.
And there's that little gap. Remember when me and Vanessa did our social experiment?
Yes.
That's the one that she, like, walked through.
Oh. That little gap. Oh, yeah.
Interesting. So there's that, like, wall there.
It's scary.
Like, someone's going to be behind it.
Okay.
And then I walk past and they're going to...
Now I'm gonna think about it.
I always walk like in the middle of the road, like I don't like, and then I'm like, but now a car's gonna come hit me.
Yeah,
it's just
it's never safe.
It's so funny.
No, but yeah, I cannot do scary movies. Like I love thrillers. Like
yeah,
we need to read you our thrillers
please?
Last year when we, like, did like
that
remember
was
on
so...
Bush.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I liked watching that.
And I feel like I watched a bunch of like. Movies that I would never have watched on my own, like Midsommar, like Parasite. Like I wanted to see them, but I couldn't. Yeah. Like I never wanted to watch them.
Parasite.
I want to see I want to see Parasite again because I only was there for like the last part of it.
Oh,
so I didn't see
good.
The whole
Okay. Yeah,
I feel like
I'll watch it again
in too. General, I'm not like a movie watcher unless I'm with other people.
Me too.
Same. Like I won't like choose to watch a movie. So I feel like, but I like them.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's fun, and I like looking up after.
Yeah.
Or like,
all like the
what did it mean?
Yeah.
And then
explain.
I did not get it.
Yeah.
That was us with American Psycho.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So confused.
We were all so peeved. We were like, who likes this movie except film bros? And we were like, oh.
Oh, actually, it has a little more depth to it.
Like, okay. But, like, I don't know that it has that much depth.
Not
to, like,
really.
Justify.
Hot take, I don't think it's a good movie if you have to look up what happened.
Exactly.
No, that's
yeah,
true. Like,
exactly.
You should at least have an inkling of, like, what it was about.
Yeah.
Like, on your own.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, we had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, and it was all of us, too. Like,
yeah.
And we have some smart people. Like, it was all of us.
Because also then, like, I think, I'm like, in the olden days, I don't think it was, like, that long ago. But it's like, what do you do if there's no, like, guide, like, explanation
exactly,
guide? Then you're
just,
like, sit there and you're like, well, that was a weird movie.
That was a bad movie.
Yeah.
Imagine watching a movie in the 1940s.
Yep.
And you had to just be like.
No, they weren't about anything. They were very clear. They were like. And now we're telling you to be a good person.
This is the moral of the story. As a result, you have to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Americans are... Like, I missed that. The other day I was walking past Bush.
Aww.
And I got sad.
Aww.
I know.
No, it was really fun. Like, I liked being with everyone.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do the, like, mini crossword and I'll be like...
I think about...
Aww. Or, like, the Washington
Jake.
And I think,
Jake, if you're listening, I love you. I miss
we
you.
We love you.
Aww.
I miss you.
I know.
I know, it's so sad. Like,
it is kind of sad.
That was such a community.
We can revive the movies, I think.
Yeah, I think
it'd
we
be
have
fun.
To. I know.
Yeah. Also, I was thinking, okay, the thing you were saying about Christmas spirit got me thinking about, like, Snowport and stuff.
Oh.
That was fun.
Can we go back
to it was really cute, because it was, like, all the stuff was, like, kind of for millennials.
So for millennials.
But, like, we had a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time.
It was so fun. It was cute.
So fun, I know.
And we got, like, off campus.
Exactly. Like,
We sewed.
We haven't sewed in a while.
We need to sew.
Well, to be fair, it was so funny. I was like, we, like, kind of sewed a lot this semester. And Anya goes, we just did three things in one day.
That's actually so true. We literally did three things in one day.
Like, we had one day where we did, like, everything.
I feel like we just all simultaneously get in, like, a real sewing mood.
Yeah.
And everything.
Like,
Which I feel like makes sense, because it's, like, work. And then it's, like, there's, like, a couple
weekends. Everything all at once.
Yeah.
Also, wait, do you guys want to flip through this and pick a PSA?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. P.S. this A.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
I have that. Do you know the thing that's like, you barely even dance with me. Don't make me laugh. I'm sorry, and then he's like, Vanessa. Do you know that all?
Like, I don't think so.
It's stuck in my head.
I don't think so.
It's from In the Heights.
Oh, I did watch In the Heights.
Yeah, it's the part where like the lights go out.
Oh, and they're like dancing.
Yeah,
and, like, they're all like.
He's like, "Don't leave," and she's like, "Bye." I'm going.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
And what about this one?
Nice. Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. We interrupt this. Wait, what is the thing? It's like we interrupt this
program. With some breaking news.
With a brief. Oh, I guess not breaking news.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a public service announcement.
Okay, guys, this is big. We're going to talk about world wealth distribution. Did you know the world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined?
Boo.
8 people.
Boo.
According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men owned the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. That's messed up.
Ooh. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Boo.
Boo.
Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged.
When we say eat the rich, we mean those 8 people.
Yes, eat those 8. We ate.
We ate.
You just ate with that public service.
So
yeah.
It's crazy, guys.
I know. That's crazy. Something like, I don't know how something like, eat the rich.
So true.
Eat the rich.
Yeah. That's also, I feel like, when people are getting deep with it. When people are like, let's all be like so sustainable and like practice like healthy habits for the for the environment, I'm like, that is so true. Like, you know, recycle, less water waste, like that is so real and you should be doing those things. But also it's like, if one person uses a plastic straw, like that is like so minimal compared to the damage that like huge oil companies are doing. And it's like anything that like we do to be sustainable, like it might be helping a little, but it's like the real problem is not going to change because they're rich people.
Yeah.
I feel like the way I see it, all the, like, individual, like, the small things, that, like, don't do, maybe don't do as much, or definitely don't do as much, or just, like, hope things.
Yeah.
Like, so that people don't, like, lose hope.
Yeah, exactly.
And then,
But
I remember my, like, little heart was broken. Aww. I was in, like, 10th grade, and I realized that, like, if you recycle, that does not mean that it actually gets recycled.
I know,
so, yeah. I was like, what do you mean?
I know. Yeah, like, I'm in so many environmental studies classes now, because...
Yeah.
Hashtag major. So but, like, there's so much stuff. It's just, like, people, like, big policy regulators, like, big politicians... Yeah. They don't care. They're just trying to make money. They're just trying to further their agenda. So, like, literally environmental studies right now, we were watching a movie today called Merchants of Doubt, and it's just people, like, spinning words, the media spinning words. Or that'll be, like a well-known agency, like the IPCC, which is, like, the international something for climate change. They, like, made a report, and then this, like, it was called the NIPCC. Made an exact copy of the report. Like, every single page looked the same. Like, literally, like, same colors, same like infographics almost, but they were just saying the opposite of what the other thing was saying. It's like, you can't tell the difference between what's what. Like, you put so much effort and money into like trying to do this because you have money.
Right.
Like, these people, like, what, like, we could end world hunger, we could end homelessness, we could, like, you know what it's I'm saying? Crazy. Like, why are you, like, I don't understand. Like, it's just, it's so frustrating because it's like, you'll try to talk to someone about this, like, who doesn't have the same views as you, and immediately they're, like, super defensive. Because, like, people don't listen to science. Like, in the, like, literally the documentary was like, yeah, like, 100%, like, almost 100% of science agree. Like, scientists agree on, like, the data and everything. And it's just, like, the people who are the people communicating, like, the journalists, like, the politicians and everything, they're just using their big bucks and just spinning everything and, like, making people doubt everything. And it's just, like, well, then what can we do? Like, literally, what can we do?
It's just also, government is always, like, I feel like an era or two behind. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what?
They're so old. Right, and, like, they're, please. Like, I know, like, ugh. It's so frustrating.
It is. Yeah. Ugh. I know. But do you like environmental science?
I do. I do. Like, I feel like I'm, you know, don't know what I want to do yet, but, like,
so true.
Fair.
Maybe environmental policy. I mean, remember when we did, like, the law school, like,
Zoom? Oh, my God, guys. Well, we went on it, continued, for, like, didn't listen to anything.
Not at all.
You were just sipping our Tropicana.
And talking.
Like, hello,
I know. Oh, it was in the background, and I did take screenshots. I
yeah, think. You so did. True. Yeah. Yeah. So
have I looked at those? No.
You see these words, like, if I'm taking a picture on my phone, you best believe I'm never going to look at it again.
Like, it was the effort, but, like, the effort was there.
Yeah.
But it was just there. Not.
It was there.
Just in case I need it at any other point. Wait, I have a check everything that you know about your BFF.
Oh, my God, what's it?
Yes. Their phone number by heart.
Okay, sorry, guys.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I know my parents and my sisters and my own. That's it.
So true.
The first name of their first ever crush. I don't know.
I don't know.
Things about you guys.
Mine I feel like
Luke.
Lisa.
Luke. Aww. How old were you?
4.
Aww,
3 or 4. Okay. He invited me to his birthday. No, I invited him to my birthday party.
Yeah.
And then he wrote on my happy birthday card, happy birthday, love Luke.
Love.
I kept that close to my heart for years.
Aww.
He's a terrible person now.
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay.
Mine was also named Luke.
Really?
What? Yeah.
Whoa.
That is so.
Yeah. He, like, I had, like, I don't know, our teacher, like, wrote us all notes on, like, these pictures that we took at the beginning of the year, and he, like, took mine and, like, wrote the, like, little, like, the nickname he had for me, like, in the corner, and I was like,
oh my God, he's in love with you.
So I was like, oh my God,
how old he are must you?
Have I was in, like, middle school, I feel like.
Oh,
though.
Whoa.
I'm sure I had them before that, I just can't, remember them. Yeah. Was yours named Luke?
No, that'd be sadly crazy. Not. I think his name was Ben, but I'm gonna be, like, I feel like I told you the story before, but, like, I'm gonna be so honest, like, he looked like Ben 10.
Oh, yeah, 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 I did tell you this.
And so, his name totally could not have, like, it could have been something else, but I just,
but
in
you,
my
but
mind,
in your
his
mind
name
is
Ben.
Ben.
Yeah, because he looked like Ben 10. I was in preschool, and I was just obsessed with this kid.
Real. So real.
I know.
Gotta love Ben 10.
Yeah.
Wait.
All the white boys.
he goes, the first name of their first ever crush, the full name of their first ever crush.
Oh, my God.
Scaffolding. who their current crush is.
Oh,
I know yours.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
The name of their childhood pet. I had 2 fish named Bubble and Guppy.
Stop it. That's really cute. That's so cute. That's really cute.
Yeah.
I also had fish, but they were fish from, like, the school fair, so they lived for 2 weeks and then they died.
Oh, no.
But their names were well, I had 2 rounds. The first year I got big fish from the school fair, they were Mercury and Venus.
Wow.
Whoa.
I know. And then the next year they were Isis and Ra.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
You gave them such
really
cool names.
I was obsessed with like, Egyptian gods and such.
Yeah.
And so
Oh, my
slick.
Gosh. Wait, your fish were cool.
Yeah, they were the cool fish.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've always had fish, but I never named them because anytime they die, I get really sad.
Aww.
So I never named them.
They were just fish one and
they were
fish two.
They were just fish. They were just all fish. And then Cody.
Oh, Cody.
And my dog. And then Keiko is my cat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had 2 turtles. They all died later.
Aww.
And like, 2 separate times, you know? And then we had a frog.
Oh, my God. What was the frog's name?
I can't remember.
Just to not like the frog.
No, I did like the frog, but I felt really bad for it because my dad like got it out of the backyard and he like kept it.
Oh no!
It was like a small one. It was really cute. But like, aww, I felt really bad because my dad just really liked having little animals. But like, aww, he so like cute, didn't though. Not. It wasn't like animal abuse, but he just like didn't really know. Like, he looked at his research and like tried to take care of them, but like we didn't have like the necessary like
equipment for the frog.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's
so it was like. So. And then also last year, my dad had a snake.
Oh.
Oh.
Like a purchased one?
No. Or like he got it from our backyard. We have a little brook, like a little stream in our backyard. Yeah. And he just is out there.
No, he's discovering. He's a wilderness explorer.
Yeah.
For real.
The wild crats.
Yeah. He's a wild crat.
I loved the wild crats. Oh, I did my love gosh. The wild crats. Yeah. Were you Chris or Martin?
I wasn't. Okay, I watched him when, like, with my little cousin. Okay, so I feel like at that point I was like, giant squid. I was team giant.
Okay.
I liked the brown haired one.
Chris.
Yeah.
How could you not know?
I'm kidding. How dare you?
I'm so sorry.
No,
that's
it's okay.
So
no, funny. I was a Martin girl, and then, but like until sometime, and then I switched. Sorry.
What did Martin do to you?
Yes.
I
don't know.
You're wrong.
I just wasn't into the blondes anymore. I guess.
No, like, that's fair. That's fair.
Like now, I'll say like. Chris. Yeah. I love Chris.
Chris is the best.
Yeah. And then also Andy, like my youngest brother, he watched Wildcats, so I would sit with him.
Aww, that's cute.
When I was like too old.
Oh. No, but I was too old to be watching Wildcats with my cousin.
Yeah.
I enjoyed myself.
I was watching those PBS shows until I was a grown child.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Same, because my parents wouldn't let me watch Disney Channel, so my options were PBS. Or Food Network, or HGTV, or Animal Planet.
I loved HGTV. Oh my god.
Yeah. Fixer Upper was my shit.
Oh my god. I loved Love It or List It.
I loved Love It or List It.
Loved that. My mom would always watch it when she was like folding her laundry, and I would just sit on her bed while she was doing it, and I'd be like,
I love it.
No, because we were always like, oh my gosh, what if we like did this with our house? Like, we could Love It or List It. And I was like, oh my god, like, we should get renovations.
Like, flip or flop.
Oh,
but
my
that
gosh.
That couple is like divorced and then working together. So that's more like reality TV, I feel like.
Exactly.
I love the Pioneer Woman on the Food Network.
I never watched
it. Was so funny. She like lives on this like ranch in Texas. And she's like, Lad and the kids are out. Like, no, I genuinely, I'm telling you.
Oh my god.
Like, Lad and the kids would always be out like with the cattle and she'd be like making like a rancher's supper.
Oh my god.
And I was like,
she's a pioneer woman
for
real.
I loved it.
Like, maybe I should start watching Food Network.
I loved Food Network. Chopped?
I loved Chopped.
Chopped was good.
My brother and I would sit on the couch every weekend to watch Chopped.
Oh my gosh.
I would watch so much Chopped. Like, it would just keep going and I would just keep watching it. Also, it's a crazy thing to have people be like, here is like a rat's tail, honey, and like a persimmon.
Yep.
You have 20. You have 20 minutes to make a meal. Like, hello, 20 minutes?
I know.
I can't even warm up noodles in 20 minutes.
So good. And I love, they were so harsh. Like, they would give them a condiment, and if you just put the condiment on top, they'd be like, not creative enough.
Like, what do you mean? What do you want me to do with it? Like,
20 minutes is like wild. Like, that's not enough time at all.
It really is.
Because I would have to sit there and like think about it for so long.
Yeah. The best parts of Chopped were when there's something was like on the stove or in the oven, they were like, oh, I forgot.
Shit,
and then it burned.
No, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Or like they forget to put it on the plate.
Uh-huh.
I remember there was this one scandal because this guy needed a blender and he couldn't find his blender, so he asked his like the person next to him, like, can I use the blender when you're done? And the person was like, yeah, but there wasn't enough time to wash it out. So he just made his sauce in this blender with the other guy's sauce, and then they were like, I don't know if we're tasting your sauce or the other guy's sauce. And he was disqualified. And he was, like, mad about it.
That's so sad.
He was like, they just didn't like me, I don't think. And I was like, well, if you're going to say things like that.
Nobody likes you. No, so, actually, we're glad you're gone.
That's what I remember.
Sad. This girl in my, like, school, my high school, or, like, just, like, she was on Chopped Junior. But
crazy.
She, like, wasn't that great of a I don't know how, I think it was, like, connections or something, but, like, she got out first round for undercooked shrimp.
Oh, my God.
She tried to poison the judges.
My
goodness.
Yep. And I remember it was such a huge thing, because we were all in, like, middle school.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, my God, did you see she got out because of undercooked shrimp?
Oh, it's like, God. please, like, any of you could have
gotten it. I know. So that was really funny.
Wow. I'm crying.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Interesting time, but
yeah.
I know. Anyways,
yeah.
Guys, we only have 6 minutes, 5 minutes left, basically.
Oh my god.
I know.
OMG. I have econ recitation after this.
Oh.
Oh.
Sad. Yeah. Anyways, this was a lot of fun. Okay, I'm gonna say the closing thing, and then we can just end with some music.
Okay, sounds good.
I'll end with Got Me Started.
Yes.
Yes.
Really.
Come on. I love him.
It's only 3 minutes.
I want a little dance.
I know.
I want a little too.
We should learn
right
that.
Right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
Yeah. While Colette playing, knows some of it.
Oh.
Yeah. She was showing. I saw.
Yeah.
I was like, that I support. This is good. I don't know any of your shoe sizes.
What? Oh. I'm going to guess.
Yeah, guess. I don't know my own shoe size.
I think you're a 6'7".
I'm like a 7.5, 8.
I'm like an 8.
Oh my gosh.
But your feet look smaller than mine.
I feel like... One time I was talking to Joelle's mom and I was like, I think I have like pretty small feet.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, that's probably why you're so clumsy.
What the heck?
Foul.
Yeah.
Wow. So I think Jess is a size 6.5.
Yeah. I am.
Oh my. Wow.
Wow.
Without even seeing
the feet. Yeah, my feet. Oh my
god. That just was in my mind. I don't know.
It felt like it was true.
Oh my gosh. That was really good.
It was wild.
Yeah, oh my god. Oh yeah, no. I'm a 6.5, 7. Like, oh my
amazing.
God.
Amazing.
That was so good.
What else do we have?
These are best friend questions, by the way. I feel like we didn't
clarify. Oh, yeah, we didn't preface it. BuzzFeed has provided us. We asked BuzzFeed personally to send us some questions, so they've done that.
For the show.
For the show.
Yeah.
The movies that make them cry. Ooh. Dead Poets Society.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like you get, like, if they're crying on screen, you will cry.
I will cry.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's...
I will cry.
Yeah.
Anything with animals, I'm on the floor, like, in a ball, like, crying and dying and just,
real.
You know.
What's that one with the old yeller? Have you read that?
No.
I loved the movie.
No.
Oh, my God. It's
I'm
so
not
sad.
Even going to read it because I can't handle that right now.
I don't think you should.
I can't handle that.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I know.
Like, I don't know what make...
Any, like, cheap... Like, the wrong...
No, the rom-coms make me go.
I know. Or like, what was the one we just watched? Me Before You. Oh my god.
Me Before You was so
I know.
I thought it was so sad when I was watching it alone, and then I was watching it with you, like, in the common room, and I was like, this is dumb.
Like, I cried.
Yeah, no, I cried, but like, they were like...
I know.
We were like, bruh.
I know. Okay. Anyways. This is Peace, Love, Happiness, and I'm Jess.
And I'm Muller.
And I'm Ananya.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in today. I'm so sorry to the one person who called us. I tried to pick up. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I tried my best. Yeah, okay. We're gonna end the show with Got Me Started by Troye Sivan. Woo!
He's got the personality, not even gravity could ever hold him down. He's got the sexuality of a man who could take a room and drown it out. Yeah. Inching closer to the sunrise. Now we're standing eye to eye. I wanna tell you what's on my mind. That hot chemistry, you and me, we'll make it out this house. We should experiment even to the detriment.